Emily is taking the SATs today, so we wish her good luck. She's probably in the midst of taking the SATs as we speak. I doubt, are you allowed to listen to the radio? Probably not. But if she were, we'd be wishing you good luck taking the SATs. It's amazing how stressful that can be, and it'll be nice to have them behind you. You are going to get to meet each of her sisters in the next few moments, but just to set the stage for you, Queen of the West includes Emily, when she's here, who is 17, and her sisters, Josephine, who is 6, Lillian, who...
Seven.
When was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I think we wished you a happy birthday. Did we send you a birthday card? I hope we did. I think we might have. But happy belated birthday. So Josephine is now 7, and so this is the time when you're just 1 year younger than Lillian. Lillian is 8.
Till October. Technically, I'm 9.
Technically, that's right. You're still always the same distance apart.
Yeah.
It's just the numbers change. And then the aged Camille is here, who is 14, which is your two ages almost added up. It doesn't happen very often. In fact, 2 days ago is probably the only time that ever happened. Maybe. Now I've got to make a puzzle out of this. 6 plus 8 is 14. And their dad, Michael, is here too. We'll let them play for you. I'll keep my math puzzles to myself, and then we'll chat for a little bit about how they've been taking the nation by storm. Here's Queen of the West. Queen of the West, and let's hear what the name of that song was, and maybe the birthday girl wants to tell us. Come up a little closer so I can, closer to your mic and I can hear you. What's the name of that?
Liberty Hornpipe.
It sounded great, and let's sort of catch up a little bit. Michael, if you just grab that mic, it'll give us a chance. I'll just snap it out there. He's immediately passing it to Camille. And Camille, first of all, for people who haven't heard you, can you explain a little bit about how your group came together? You started playing when you all lived in Colorado, right?
Yeah, we started taking lessons with Katie Glassman, I believe, how long ago was it? 2014 then? We started taking lessons with her then, and we've all just fell in love with the
fiddle
genre.
Oh, okay.
Since. And yeah, so we pretty much all started, and then when we moved to Pittsburgh, they started taking lessons at City Music Center with Marian Irwin. Yeah, with Marian Irwin, and they started taking Skype with Katie Glassman also.
Katie Glassman is not a name I knew until about 2 years ago. She's fantastic. you must really miss seeing her, although you travel a lot, don't you?
Yeah, every year we we tend to travel to Idaho for the National Old Time Fiddlers Contest, and we get to see her there.
Now, before we pass the mic on to your sisters, I just want to catch up with you a little bit. What grade are you going into?
I'm going into 9th grade.
And where are you going to school?
I'm staying with my cyber school called PA Cyber.
Excellent. And any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to give to anybody who might be listening?
Well, I would like to give a shout-out to my rowing team for letting me skip practice today.
Oh, that's great. What's does your team have a name? Or?
We're Three Rivers Junior Rowing.
And you should be on the Allegheny right now, being very muscular. That actually, are the motions you make for rowing different than bowling? They must be, right?
Yeah, they are.
Wow, you've got to be really strong. You must get tired.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you here. Let's now say hello to Josephine. And she's been eager to say hi. Hi.
Hi.
Happy belated birthday. What did you do for your birthday?
We go out to eat for a dinner. And we ate at Aladdin's Eatery.
Oh, that's a nice place.
Yes.
What did you have?
I had grilled cheese with fresh fruit.
Excellent. That sounds very good. Now, would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Emily.
Emily. Hi, Emily.
Emily.
And where, yes, Emily's taking, we'll show here later. We'll find out how she did on the SATs.
Yeah.
So, Josephine, what grade are you going into?
2nd.
And what school will you be in?
The same as Camille.
Also, and that gives you a chance to travel and to have great flexibility.
Yeah.
So you were at a fiddling contest recently, right?
Yeah, in Ohio. Then I think the week before that, we did Butler Farm Show. Then the week before that, we did Cantanan. Before that, we did a wedding.
Wow, you guys, you Queen of the West has a busy schedule. And
then
you
the year before, then the week before that, I think we did Weezer, Kentucky. Then the, like,
before
that, we did Weezer. Then the week before that, we did Idaho Open.
You're going to be very good at history. You've got everything figured out. Do you know where you're going to be playing next, where people can see and hear you? If you don't, we'll find out. Oh, the
Pittsburgh Irish Festival.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Well, let's meet your other sister here. So from Josephine now, we get a chance to meet her older sister, who is really a full 2 years older than her. It's Lillian. Hi, Lillian.
Hello.
And anybody you would like to say hello to?
Good luck, Emily.
Good luck to Emily. And are you also at PA Cyber as well?
Yes, I am.
And can you tell me what some of the awards you all have gotten recently?
Well, Camille is the Ohio State fiddle champion.
All right. Way to go.
And Josephine. And then Josephine got 5th place at the National Old Time Fiddlers Champion. There was 8 and under, and there was no other 6-year-olds in the top 5.
Wow. And is that in a division for children, or is that for everybody?
It's for kids.
For kids. That's amazing, though. So you were the youngest, and you got 5th place, and that's national.
Yeah.
Wow. And Ohio, 1st place, there's a lot of fiddlers in Ohio, so that's pretty amazing, too. Anybody else we should mention or any other acknowledgments?
Well, I won the National All-Time Fiddlers Champion.
How humble you are to just say that. That's great. Well, wonderful to talk to you. You can just pass the mic over towards your dad. And I think we'll talk to Dad. Well, let's talk to you now. See, we don't have to fiddle with the mics too much. You've got to be really proud of your daughters.
Oh, it's just amazing. You know, it's a lot of fun, and it also helps that they love doing it so much. So
when it gives you a great thing to do together, did they miss any awards that you wanted to mention? Because I know there have been so many accolades coming.
Oh, I can't even count. We had to clear off the mantle for the summer's awards at the house. So there's a few up there, but yeah, I think they hit the high points. So
yeah,
it's been a pretty fun summer.
Great. Well, what would you like to play next?
Do you guys want to do the Tennessee Waltz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get ready to go. I know they've got some surprises coming up too. So here, once again, is the group Queen of the West. Beautifully done by Queen of the West. They just sound great. I have a picture of them up on Facebook for you to see. And it's almost there. It's on its way. You'll get to see it as soon. Oh, I think it's coming. There it is. It's on its way. So you'll be able to see what they look like as they play in our studio. Let's hear another song from them. Here they come, Queen of the West.
This is Red Wing.
Red Wing, and that song's been used for a lot of as the melody for a lot of songs, including Union Maid is probably the most famous one. There once was a Union Maid that never was afraid. So what do you want to do next?
And the ice cream trucks.
Oh, the ice cream trucks play that. It's kind of neat that the ice cream trucks still play songs like that. What would you like to do next? I keep wanting to say you girls, but I forget that Dad's here too.
Hey, Lillian, do you want to do? Yeah. Want to do one by yourself? All right.
I'm gonna do "I Don't Love Nobody."
That was amazing. And that's played by the champion, the national champion, if I have that right. The national fiddle champion, one Lillian Magis. Congratulations.
Arnold Magis.
Thank you for saying that. Now we're having a conference. I think we have time for one or two more. I'm going to let it up to all of you.
I think we should do two more.
Well, that would be great.
Yeah, let's do
two. Should we do Camille's?
Camille and JJ.
Oh, why don't we let Camille do it right?
Okay.
Because she just won Ohio, and that would be fun.
Okay.
And then you can, if we have a minute.
You're still fine, too.
Let's see what we can do.
You're still fine.
Such supportive sisters. They're amazing. So Camille is going to do something. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be playing Cotton Patch Rag.
Oh, I like that song a lot.
Yeah. All right, ready?
These are some hot fiddle tunes for this time of the morning. That was 14-year-old Camille who is here. The Arnold Magis family playing together. And you've got one more coming up. What's going to happen with this one?
One more?
Joe Turner.
Oh, I think we're going to do... Is it going to be Joe Turner?
Oh, it's going to be Blue Bonnet.
Oh, Blue Bonnet. Okay. So
Josephine has the solo melody in this.
We're going to play Blue Bonnet Lane.
I want to thank all four of you for being here today. And next time, let's have five. Emily will be with you the next time around after she aces her SATs. Once again, thank you so much. Queen of the West, Pittsburgh Zone from the South Side.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So beautifully done. Thank you for being with us as we broadcast live. That was Queen of the West from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Community Radio.